This program is designed to provide general information with regards to the subject matters covered. This information is given with the understanding that neither the hosts, guests, sponsors, or station are engaged in rendering any specific and personal medical, financial, legal, counseling, professional service, or any advice. You should seek the services of competent professionals before applying or trying any suggested ideas.
Of beloved immortal beings and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. And we have good in abundance. We are bringing you such goodness today that you're going to be sending me glorious gobs of thank you. And remember, you have tuned in consciously and conscientiously to The Joy of Living with your humble host, Barry Shore, B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E, BarryShore.com. All the information from our amazing guest today is going to be on BarryShore.com. You don't have to write anything down. Don't remember anything. Just lean in and let it flow over you because there's going to be lots of goodness. And you can access it all at BarryShore.com, B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E. And I'm going to urge you, you want to listen to this again, you want to do that, and you want to share this with at least five people, because when you do that, you will be spreading joy, happiness, peace, and love. And as you know, those of you tuned in regularly for the past couple of years, and thank God there's over 300,000 of you right now around the world. At this very moment, there are about 323,619 people listening in. Within the next few minutes, we'll probably get over 340. The goal is 350 before the end of the year. Wouldn't that be great? And that's what it's all about, you. The reason that people tune in, the reason that you tuned in, is because this show is entirely and only about you. Y-O-U. E-W-E, because when you become the best you possible, you make the world a better place. You create more bridges of harmony. You bring more joy to the world. And that's what it is about, living your life as an ode to joy. And by the way, I urge everybody to go and seek out that song on YouTube or Spotify, wherever, the Ode to Joy. It is the season. It is the time. And that's what we work with here. We work with the three fundamentals of life. And when you work with these fundamentals, three fundamentals of life, you make the world a better place. Now, but I do have to mention to you that my dear friend Jack Canfield, when he was interviewing me, said, Barry, you know, it's very interesting. You mentioned that joy makes you healthier, wealthier, and wiser. And then he said, who doesn't want that? That's why you tune in. Because you know, in this show, you'll be healthier, you'll be wealthier and wiser. Who doesn't want that? So the three fundamentals of life are, number one, life, your life has purpose. And when you lead a purpose-driven life, you come into fundamental number two, which is go mad. Yes, go mad. Now, in this case, MAD is a great acronym because it stands for make a difference. When you lead a purpose-driven life, you make a difference in the world with your very thoughts, your speech, and your deeds. When you align them, you make a difference. And the third fundamental is unlock the secrets and the power of everyday words and terms. Everyday words and terms. Simple example, www. Ask anybody what www stands for, and invariably they'll tell you it has to do with the internet. And factually speaking, they're correct. But in our world, the world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, www stands for, drum roll, fanfare, da-dun, da-da. What a wonderful world. And what is a word, right? W-H-E-T-A. And of course, a tip of the hat and a big thank you to Louis Armstrong, Satchmo, for enabling that song to go viral, not just touch tens of millions or hundreds of millions, billions of people around the planet. You even hear the opening bars of what a wonderful world. What do you do right away? You start smiling. You can't help it because that's what it does. Now, smile is one of the most important, usable, powerful, leverageable acronyms that you'll ever learn. SMILE stands for Seeing Miracles in Life. Every day. Every day. Now, of course, invariably, and right now I have 40, 50, 60 comments up on the board. Thank you for them. But people raise their hands and say, but Barry Shore, I've been out for hours where I haven't seen any miracles. And I ask them, are you here? Can you hear? Can you see? Can you stand? Can you walk? Do you have water to drink? Do you have food to eat? Do you have a place to sleep? Do you have family, your friends? Every single one of those is a miracle. Now, what's a simple proof? 1 million+ people didn't get out of bed this morning. Why? They died. You didn't. By definition, if you're watching or you're listening, and thank God hundreds of thousands of people, when you share it 5 times, we have over 1.5 million people, you got out of bed. You're here. If you can live, live exuberantly. Now, we're in the midst of a pandemic at this moment. People will be watching this show, God willing, for decades to come, maybe even a century from now. And people look back and say, wow, 2020, yeah, that was the year of the pandemic. We're at the end of the year of 2020. So we're going to be 21 again. You know what it means to be 21? Kick up your heels and say, yes. Well, that's what we're going to go into 21 with, that mindset, because it's the mindset of a pandemic. But millions of people aren't getting out of bed right now because they are infirm. But I trust 99.99% of everybody watching, you can get out of bed. That's a miracle. And again, for those of you, thank God, the 300,000+ that always tune in, and thank you to the friends that are coming. Now we're over 330. Wow, we might hit, what, 350 today. The story of Barry Shore is a proof of that as well. September 17th, 2004, ancient history, right? I was standing up in the morning, just like I hope 99.99% of everybody watching, hale and hearty, able to leave tall buildings in a single bound that night. I'm in the hospital, paralyzed, my neck down. And it's not for an automobile accident. It's not a spinal injury. It's a rare disease that took over my body and rendered me quadriplegic, completely, totally paralyzed, my neck down. I was in the hospital 144 days. I was in a hospital bed in my old home for 2 years. I couldn't turn over by myself. I was in a wheelchair for 4 years in my hands, not like yours, but hey, I got hands, thank you. 4 years in a wheelchair. I had braces on both my legs, my hips to my ankles. That was progress. I, thank God, am now vertical ambulatory, albeit with the help of a 6.5-foot walking wand made for me by a Zen master. So I'm a triped, not a biped, but I still can't walk up a curb by myself or a stair. And I have help 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. But you hear my voice, positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant. Why? Because I've learned to see miracles in life every day. Still takes me 10 minutes to get out of bed in the morning, but I get out of bed. I got to tell you a quick story, though. My 8-year-old niece comes over to me a few weeks ago and says, Uncle Barry, can we spell smile, S-M-I-E-L? And I thought about it. I said, smile, sounds the same. Why not? I said, how come? Because she says, because then it would stand for seeing miracles in everyday life out of the mouth of babes. Isn't that wonderful? But what was she doing? She was creating the kind of world she wants to live in, seeing miracles in everyday life. CREATE is a wonderful acronym. It stands for causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. Rethinking, you have a brain, you have 100+ billion brain cells, and you have 10,000 trillion synapses connecting them all together. And they're there for more than just deciding what kind of latte you want this morning. The ability to rethink. Neuro-linguistic programming, you're in charge. Isn't that wonderful? Wait till you hear what our guest is going to bring to us, because it's going to expand your consciousness. Once you expand, you don't go back the same way. You're out there because that's what he brings. Now, I just have to interrupt myself. Just warn you in advance. Thank you. Warn you in advance that I do use 4-letter words, a lot of them. And I use the 4-letter FU word. And I do it often because it's fun and because of the shock value. But the 4-letter words that we use are live, love, grow, hope, holy, free, gift. 4-letter words, I urge you to do it. And the 4-letter FU word is fun. FU, capital N, capital N. You got to add both of those. And people say, but Barry Shore, fun is only spelled with 3 letters. Not in our world, the world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant. Fun is spelled FU, capital N, capital N. So after the show, when you see your family, your friends, and you point your finger, say, hey, everybody, FU. Little twinkle in your eye and a smile on your face, remember that stands for? They say, what are you talking about? Where'd you get that? I said, I listened to The Joy of Living with Barry Shore. F you, everybody. Before we bring on our amazing guest, I'm going to urge everybody to do the following. Just remember when you're able to go into the coffee shop. So imagine we go back to our coffee shops and you come in and you sit and you order your fancy latte for $5.50 and you sit down and a few minutes later, someone brings it to you. Say thank you. Imagine going to the coffee shop, you order your fancy latte for $5.50, a few minutes go by, a few more minutes, nobody brings it to you, go to the counter and they say, oh, I'm sorry, we forgot, we're very busy, we'll bring it to you. Go to back, sit down, and more minutes go by, but somebody finally brings it to you, say, thank you. You're walking out of the coffee shop and it's raining out, somebody holds the door open for you. Thank you. You're walking out of the coffee shop and it's raining out, somebody slams the door on you, you say, thank you. You're in traffic, late for an appointment, and somebody cuts you off. You say, thank you. You get up in the middle of the night and you stub your toe. You say, thank you. Because thank stands for to harmonize and network kindness. These are the two most important words in the English language. I urge everybody to use them at least three times a day, consciously and conscientiously the rest of your life. Dalai Lama has been quoted as saying, and I've read in his writing, be kind whenever possible. And it's always possible. Thank to harmonize and network kindness. Kind stands for keep inspiring noble deeds. And there is no one in this moment that I want to introduce you more to that is an inspirer of noble deeds than no other than Richard Bliss Brook. Richard, are you available for us? Can you say hello to 339,764 people around the world?
I can say hello to the last four that got on, Barry. Hello, that's four of you. I don't know how you get to 364,000. Wow, you got an audience, buddy.
Well, wow, by the way, Richard is, first of all, it's a great pleasure to have you here. Thank you. He is bliss from head to toe, as you see. You see, bliss on his head. All the, his shoes say bliss on them, B-L. And then in the middle, he leaves off the I because it's him, S-S. But thank you very much, Richard, for being here. And we're so honored to have you here. And yes, wow, by the way, stands for words of wonder. Words of wisdom, and that's what we're here to hear from you. So my first question to you, Richard, before I give you everybody the his CV, which would take the rest of the hour to read, I'm only going to read a couple snippets and tell you about him. But my first question to you, Richard, is the following. You ready?
Yeah.
Is your middle name really Bliss?
Good question, Barry, and yes, it is. The Bliss family immigrated to Boston, Massachusetts in the 1500s and 1600s.
So this is really, I mean, you've touched a nerve in me and you didn't even realize it. You ready, sir?
Yes, sir.
Well, have you ever been to Boston?
Yes, I have.
Okay, well, get ready, Richard Bliss Brook, born in Dorchester.
You were.
I am Bostonian head to toe, sir, raised in Brookline. I chose to leave at the age of 24 when I realized, wait a minute, do I really have to stay here when it's cold and snowy in the winter and humid and hot with bugs in the summer? Can I go someplace like California? And I said, wait a minute, this is America. I still don't need a visa. So I chose to leave. But Boston, sir, I am Boston. I am the essence. As a matter of fact, you and I have share a relative. You didn't realize that because my sister married a person whose last name is Seaman, S-E-A-M-A-N, not S-E, has the A in it, Seaman, who was also came over on the Mayflower.
Wow.
Yeah, so we go back deep roots into Boston, baby. We know how to park the car, and we do it regularly. I really enjoy calling people in the Boston area who are really from there. I even more enjoy sometimes speaking to people from Maine because they they can't hide it.
So yeah, they got the accent.
Yeah, sometimes I enjoy calling rather than ordering something from L.L. Bean. This is, by the way, inside baseball stuff for people all around the world. By the way, Richard, we have people that are watching this, scratching their heads, like, what are these guys talking about? They're from India or China, throughout Africa and Australia, and even the rest of America and Europe. Well, L.L. Bean is one of the oldest continuously existing companies in the United States of America, headquartered in far northern Maine, where it gets really cold, by the way, in the winter. I mean, really cold, not just like Boston. And the store is open 24/7, or used to be. And one of the things that we used to do as kids, literally 17, 18, 19 years old, every year we did it for 3 years, is to go to L.L. Bean on Christmas Eve, or sometimes New Year's Eve, because it was open. Okay, so Bliss, you are aptly named because that's what you do for the world. You bring bliss. And for those of you who don't know English well enough, I mean American, bliss really is the essence. If you have to have another name for joy, it would be bliss. And Richard is one of the most, how should we say, he's the embodiment. It's like I am the ambassador of joy. Richard is the embodiment of bliss. So let's just jump right in, Richard, and tell us what it means to live and work and build business with your hair on fire.
Well, you know, probably the simplest answer to that, Barry, for me is, you know, most people are kind of goal-oriented, and the way they have life set up is, you know, I'll be successful and I'll be happy when I get the new car, get the new house, or make enough money, or get to travel to the places I want to travel. And what I coach people to do is fall in love with the process, fall in love with the everyday process of whatever it is that you love to do, that you're good at doing. There's kind of concentric circle there. If you're really good at doing something and you love to do something, and there's maybe a little bit of economic opportunity into it, where those three circles connect, that's the sweet spot in life. And if you can just learn to fall in love with who you need to be, who you really are from an authentic standpoint, who you need to be to operate at your highest self, what you need to do every day to be in that sweet spot, that bliss zone, then you're going to have great joy in your life. You're going to have great abundance. You're going to be very productive, and you're going to contribute. And for me, those are the things that are important.
So I want to just, we're doing a jazz thing here. By the way, for people watching, and we have almost half the audience loves to watch rather than just listen to the audio because they love me and my color. Richard is not in the witness protection program. So the fact that it's a little bit out of sync is just, first of all, he lives in Hawaii, so we can say, yay, Richard. There may be some issues with, internet connectivity and such like that. But he's not in the witness protection program. He really is a stellar being who does shine, whether he's on the stage or on a podcast or on the radio or whatever. So I just want everybody to know. And I think you're bringing up nothing. I know you're bringing up a most important aspect of business, success, and life. And that is making sure that there are goals just beyond your reach, but making sure that the mind understands that it's never about when I have or do or am that, I will be such and such. And the part of integrating bliss into one's life is to do what you do. I'm going to throw out a big term because Richard threw it out. And that is, Richard is an ontological coach. Now, for those who are challenged in spelling, ontology, and you should look it up, O-N-T-O-L-O-G-Y, or ontological, has to do with the science of being, and the science in this case of being human. And I'm going to ask Richard to speak, and I'm going to be uncharacteristic, but I love to do this, not speak and listen, as Richard brings us into this realm of what he calls the bliss zone, because he is an ontological coach, has been not just doing it, but living it for decades. So Richard, the stage is yours. Hundreds of thousands of people, and by extension, God willing, over a million, because people are going to want to share this. And by the way, SHARE stands for spreading happiness and rejuvenating energy. How do you like that one, kid?
Wow, you are the king of acronyms.
I am that. Okay, so please talk to us about the bliss zone. And first of all, what ontology is, why did you select it, and what is it that you can really do for people, because they're leaning in and they want to know?
Yeah. Well, you know, I grabbed the word ontological coach because I was reading a few years ago kind of a deep treatment of the coaching around the states, different states, human states, and our state of being, if you will. And I realized from a coaching standpoint, that's how I coach people. I don't coach people so much on what to do. I coach them on who to be in the moment that something needs to be done. So, for example, if there's, you know, maybe a conversation that needs to be had or a sales call that needs to be made, confidence is a really powerful state of being, right? So correct. How do you shift yourself from maybe being cautious or having doubt or feeling weak or feeling insignificant to feeling confident? How do you shift that state of being? So that's how I coach people. So I grabbed the word, Barry, so because I thought, wow, I don't know what that means. I'll bet nobody else knows what that means. If I call myself an ontological coach, yeah, I know you know what it means. But people will ask me, what's an ontological coach? But here's the simple version of it, right? The meaningful version of it is it's really the art and science of mood, right? The moods that you and I are in. So let's say that you need to do a speaking event or you need to do a writing exercise or you need to make a sales call or you need work out as part of your daily process to accomplish what you want to accomplish. How do you fall in love with a process that you're not in a good mood about, right? So if you have a story in your head about working out that it's hard and you don't like it and it's painful and you'd rather do something else, well, then your mood that you bring to working out is full of sabotage. It's just self-destruct. It's creative avoidance. You probably won't work out. And if you do work out, it'll be begrudgingly, which you're not going to get the maximum workout, right? Same thing if you have a sales call to do. If your mood is, I'm afraid, what if they say no? I don't want to do this. What if I fail? What if I look stupid? If that's the mood you bring to the sales call, well, you probably won't make the call. And even if you do make it, you'll sabotage it. And so mood is a simpler description of state of being. And all of it is connected to our story, right? So people say, you know, well, I don't have any confidence. How do I gain confidence? Well, most people think that you gain confidence by being successful, except that's a catch 22. How do you become successful, right? If you don't have confidence, the quicker way to gain confidence is just change your story. Change your story about who you are, because all of us in our lifetimes have accomplished great things, right? So if somebody's embedded in a story of, I don't have any confidence, nobody's listening to me, nobody pays attention to me, what if I fail? What if I look bad? That's just a story that we've brought from our past and we've brought it up and we've embraced it currently. But yet I can take anybody, 15 years old, 50 years old, 105 years old, and find some time in their life, as can you, where they have confidence, where they did win, where something went their way, where they created an intentional outcome. And so we just go grab that event and, hey, let's talk about that. And do you remember how you felt when you pulled that off, when people did listen, when you did matter, you did have influence, you were successful? And it could be in anything, right? It could be in parenting, it could be in sports, it could be in business, it could be in school. And so we just grab that conversation and we bring it forward and we create a new story and we hug that story. We hug that confident story and we just keep hugging it, keep telling it, keep listening to it, keep watching the movie in our mind and hugging that beautiful story. And we change our mood, right?
So absolutely right. I'd like to just because, again, I want to package for our worldwide audience. It's so important what Richard is sharing with us. Again, all of this is available at www.barryshore.com. You can get his books, which I urge you to do, listen to him more, which I urge you to do. I want to just go back to a couple of things you mentioned. It was really wonderful, the idea of confidence, and you talked about shift the state of being. Now, the issue with most human beings is that they have a little bit of a lisp. Everybody, 99.9% of people, when they say the word shift, they tend to leave out the F. And that's part of the difficulty. And that's what causes a mood. Now, in my upcoming book, by the way, which is called The Joy of Living, endorsed by some of the greatest people on the planet today, interesting enough, one of the strategies that we talk about and the idea is mood. Now, Richard, you're going to love this. You know what mood, of course you do. What is mood backwards?
Doom.
Yeah. Isn't that what you just said? In other words, people walk around. If you walk around with doom, well, gee, I told you, Richard, that's what's going to happen. See, it happened. Well, duh. Richard is sharing with us you. Remember, the show is all about you. It's only about you. You have the ability to create, causing rethinking, enabling all to excel, the world you want to live in. Richard's saying, guess what, everybody? You don't have to live in doom. Your mood is one where you shift. Remember to use that F, shift your story, and you are now using the most vital, most vibrant part of your being, self-talk, which we'll talk about on the other side of the break. But I want to have you just keep going forward because this is so wonderful. It's not just the art, as you said, it's the science. Not only is Richard saying, hey, everybody step right up, I got a deal for you. He's saying, I could prove it. I have 4+ decades of dedication to the human condition of helping people. He didn't transform anybody. He helps people transform themselves. Is that right, Richard?
It is. So one of the science parts of this, Barry, is there's a little piece of neuroscience that says that the part of us that is powerful. So there's the conscious mind, which, you know, is important. It memorizes the answers to tests. It keeps us from crossing a busy street or touching a hot stove. It's probably what we use to get a job and keep a job. But it doesn't move mountains. It doesn't influence masses of people. It doesn't create miracles. The part of us that moves mountains is the unconscious mind, the spiritual part of us, the emotional part of us, even our gut, our intuition. That part of us is what creates miracles in our life. And here's a piece of neuroscience, which is one of the keys to success, is this part of us that produces miracles cannot tell the difference between a real experience, truth, actual factual experience. It can't tell the difference between that and a vividly imagined experience. It has the same impression on our mood, right? So that's why you can go to a movie and consciously, you know, this is all acted out. Everybody got paid to do this. This has been edited to the nth degree and it's all contrived. We know that consciously. And yet we still have a death grip on our partner sitting next to us, or we're still laughing hysterically, or we're still crying. Why is that? Because the part of us that is moved, that moves mountains, can't tell the difference. So how do you change your mood?
Oh, on that note, wonderful Richard, I'm going to tell everybody, hold on, none of this is contrived. It's all real. It's all natural. It's delicious. It's organic. We love you. We have, thank God, sponsors. We're going to come right back after this brief break. Buckle up, everybody, because there's more bliss coming your way right after this. Good day, everybody. Oh, am I really, really happy to be sharing with you something remarkable, interesting, and beneficial for you. It's called HelloFresh. HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit company. Pre-measured ingredients, mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. And get this, you can skip trips to the grocery store. It makes home cooking easy, fun, F-U-N-N, and affordable. Imagine that, convenient, no contract delivery to your doorstep.
Recipes are easy to follow with pictures and simple steps. Even I can do it. And I like doing it, actually. And it cuts out those stressful ideas of meal planning and grocery store trips. Oh, my gosh. Now, of course, we all love to save money. Really great value. You can save 40% or more when you use HelloFresh versus shopping at the grocery store. So get this. Quality, fresh, pre-portioned ingredients, saving money, and something I really like also, HelloFresh is committed to donating meals to those in need. And so far, just in 2020 during our pandemic, they've donated 3.5 million meals. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to HelloFresh.com, HelloFresh.com/90, the number 90, Joy, and use code 90JOY to get $90 off, including free shipping. Go to HelloFresh.com/90JOY. Use the code 90JOY to get $90 off, including free shipping. Do it today. You will thank me. Bye now. Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. Stress kills. Joy heals. What color is your stress? You can find out. Go to BarryShore.com and take the free stress test, and you'll find out what color your stress is, from sunny yellow through green, blue, gray, or black. Stress will kill. Joy will heal. You can reduce it, mitigate it, eliminate it. Go to BarryShore.com. Find out the color of your stress. Do it now. F. Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good, and you have found good in abundance. Join the Keep Smiling Movement, worldwide movement to show and share the Keep Smiling cards in 27 languages, many different iterations. And not only can you go mad, go make a difference, you can go make money. Yes, take a selfie, send us, go send cards. And now every week, somebody's going to win a $25 electronic gift card. Hey, that's pretty cool. And guess what? You can stop the pandemic. You can stop the virus of bad corrosive thinking by keep smiling, because smile is internal, not just external. It comes from the heart. It comes from the mind. It comes from the lips. And just go and spread joy, happiness, peace, and love. Go mad. Go make a difference. Go make money.
Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good, and we have good in abundance. My cup runneth over with good in the form of a being, a two-legged being from head to toe. He is Bliss, Richard Bliss Brook. We left our intrepid heroes where Richard was telling us that even things that seem contrived, your visualization can make it break through. I just want to mention something in this passing, that when we talk about who Richard is, WHO is a great acronym that stands for Winners Help Others. That's who Richard is.
He's a winner who helps others with the idea of visualization. He has a whole program about it and something called MACH2, M-A-C-H, with the exponential. So let's talk more about visualization, MACH2, and living with hair on fire, Richard. by the way, Richard, when was the last time anybody said F you to you and you loved it?
I don't know. It's been a long time, I think.
No, I just said to you, F you, and you remember, fun.
I hear you.
Okay, talk to us about visualization and MACH2.
Well, before break, what I was getting into is the idea that how fast our mood can change. So, Barry, if I was talking to you and coaching you on your mood, I can move you just through questions into a sour, depressing, contracted, weak mood, and then just change the questions and have you open up, stand up taller, get stronger, get more powerful. And if we had a way to monitor your body chemistry, we could see these wild swings in your body chemistry at the same time. And the questions might be something as simple as, you know, Barry, tell me the last time you got, you know, really afraid and scared and mad and doubtful and you felt weak and insignificant. When's the last time that happened? Which might be a long time for you, Barry, but
I was about 14.
Yeah, tell me what happened.
I'm trying to remember. I just used 14 because I was just after 13. I think I had the first pimples on my face.
Okay, great. What's the story you told yourself about having a pimple on your face? What did you think girls would think?
Here's what I said. Right. What would girls think? And they'd say, wow, this guy's growing up.
Okay. You turned it into a positive. But see, most of us, when we got pimples on our face, the story we made up was people are going to make fun of us. People are going to laugh at us. We're insignificant. We're not worthy. We're not good enough. We're stupid. We look bad. We're ugly, right? We're not desirable. Nobody wants to be around us. And when we think about that time in our life, our body chemistry changes. We get weaker physically. We shrink. We contract. And if you take this kind of, and then you want to go make a sales call, or you want to go work out, or you want to write a really powerful blog, you can't do it, right? So then all I have to do to change the mood, Barry, is ask you, so Barry, tell me about a time that you absolutely killed it. You just crushed it. You knocked it out of the park, a walk-off grand slam.
It was about 2 hours before our interview, Richard. I was on another webinar with many thousands of people watching, and people on the Zoom call actually stood up and applauded.
And how did that make you feel?
Just like I feel now with you, Richard. Powerful, positive, purposeful, and pleasant.
Yeah, so that's how fast our ontological state can change from being contracted and weak and small and stupid and insignificant and undesirable and not capable to all powerful, all knowing, all doing, all influencing. We can accomplish anything. And it's just a matter of revisiting a story. And I could do the same thing with imaginary story. So it doesn't even have to be real. I could ask you, Barry, imagine that, you know, on your next podcast, like everything went wrong. Like you went and looked, and instead of having tens of thousands of people live on your podcast, nobody showed up. And what if people were actually typing in the comments, F you, Barry, and they really meant F you, Barry?
I love it. WTF, what the fun. By the way, I want to share with you, wonderful Richard, because you're going to use this with other people. You're going to love this. You know, of course, because this is what you live, that the word impossible, we don't use impossible, right? What do we call it?
I don't know. Possible?
I'm possible. We break it up into two words. I'm possible. The word imagine, you're going to love this one. You ready, Richard?
Yeah.
I'm a genie.
Love it.
I make things happen. I am the one that comes out of the lamp. As opposed to rubbing the lamp and something else comes out, I'm the one that grants the wishes. You, sir, are a wish man. You make things happen. You are the who and the how and the what and the why in our world because you are working at Mach 2 speed.
Thank you, sir. So, you know, we can make believe these stories or we can tap into real stories. It doesn't matter if they're make believe or they're real. It changes our mood. And so whatever you want to do in life, folks, the first thing you got to do is manage your mood. You got to manage your story because you're not going to do the best workouts if you're depressed. You're not going to make the best sales if you're depressed. You're not going to be the best spouse if you're depressed. But if you're feeling confident, if you're feeling good about yourself, if you're optimistic, if you got all the molecules flowing in the right direction, if you're in the right vibration, you and I can do anything.
By the way, Richard, you want to hear? You're going to love this one. Love. Love stands for living on vibrant energy, living on the vibrational plane. Because that's who you are. You, sir, you're a vibrator. Your wife is going to say, oh, what kind of kinky stuff was he doing on that show with Barry Shore? Say, I'm a vibrator. Stay away from me.
You got it.
This is oh so fabulous and wonderful because everything he's telling us, people, is not only true, it's real. In other words, when Richard says make-believe, he doesn't mean make-believe, even though you might hear those words. When you imagine, it can only come from you. Therefore, it is as real. The physical table that you're touching is no different than the table you create in your mind when you're at a picnic. Say, I think I'm going to sit at a picnic table. Now, you put the teacup on the picnic table you made in your mind and it falls to the ground and breaks. Don't blame Barry Shore. But just understand that that table is as real. The physical things in our universe and our world are merely there to give us an anecdote for what Richard is telling us about the unconscious mind. Isn't that right, Richard?
It is. It's all a story.
You are wonderful. We love your story, by the way. This man is the essence of story. I'm going to share with you one thing and then give you the opportunity to say yes, and I love it, and then we'll hug. The most important language anybody could ever hear is what you are expressing, wonderful Richard, self-talk, right? Self-talk is the most powerful, positive, purposeful, pleasant, and most beneficial. Self-talk is a great acronym. Self-talk stands for... recognizing you're a soul, experiencing life fully, teaching always love and kindness.
You are the king of acronyms.
But the reason I mention it is because that's who you are, Richard. You are bliss, teaching always love and kindness. That is the essence of what Richard does. And I urge everybody, go to his site, learn about him, watch him, get the books, because this is not just about sales, even though it is, because selling, in my humble opinion, is the greatest calling in the world. It's about channeling blessing. That's what Richard does. He is bliss. Richard, we only have a few more minutes before. Can you imagine how quickly this hour went? Wow. I'm going to put you on the spot, kid. Please tell everybody in the world, well, not everybody, but the hundreds of thousands of people watching and hopefully millions they'll be sharing, please tell us what is your most fervent desire? And you have 90 seconds to do it. What is Richard Bliss Brooks' most fervent desire in 90 seconds?
My most fervent desire is that I continue to gain health and vitality in concert with quantum leaps in my relationship with Kimmy, my wife, so the two of us can hug each other, can dance in the rain, can golf our hearts out, swim our hearts out, hike our hearts out, fish our hearts out, love our hearts out until well over 100 years old for each of us in intimate embrace. That's my fervent, most powerful desire.
The reason he's mentioning that, not because he's limiting it to he and Kimmy. On the contrary, because when two hearts come together as one, the energy released from that spreads throughout the world. Isn't that right, wonderful Richard?
Yeah, we are synergistic in nature. So
we love you. We love you. You hear that? By the way, do you swim?
Oh yeah.
Okay, you ready for this, Richard? We only have a couple of minutes. I got to just share it with you. We'll talk later.
Yeah.
Out of my quadriplegia, I was in the water with aquatic therapy. I learned how to swim again, even though I had to put devices on my legs and in my hands, and I use a snorkel. But I swim 2 miles a day, 6 days a week. Yeah. Wow. On that note, that's a wow. We're going to give you a hug in front of hundreds of thousands of people. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3.
I'm ready. Whoa!
Richard Bliss Brook. And you've been listening to, of course, and you tuned in consciously, conscientiously to The Joy of Living with your humble host, Barry Shore. Because in this show, by listening to and using the information and the transformation from Richard, you will be healthier, wealthier, and wiser. Because we work here with the three fundamentals of life. The three fundamentals of life are, number one, life. Your life has purpose. When you lead a purpose-driven life, you can go mad. Mad stands for making a difference. And how can you do that easily, consciously, and conscientiously? Uncover the secret and the power of everyday words and terms, such as WWW. What a wonderful world. Smile. Seeing miracles in life every day. Or as my 8-year-old niece said, seeing miracles in everyday life. You create the kind of world we all want to live in. Causing rethinking, as Richard has been telling us and sharing with us. Enabling all to excel. Turn your mood. And don't make it into doom. Make it into joy. Use 4-letter words. Often. Love. Life. Grow. Help. Hope. Gift. Free, pray, play, and tell everybody, F you, after the show, F you. Remember to add capital N, capital N. Where'd you get that? I listen to The Joy of Living with Barry Shore. And please, please utilize the two most powerful words in the English language. Use them 3 times a day from now forward for the rest of your life. I have thousands of people tell me, Barry Shore, this works. It transforms everything about me and everybody I interact with. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. To harmonize and network kindness. Everyone, everyone you meet is fighting a battle you know nothing about. Be kind always. Keep inspiring noble deeds. Make sure that your thoughts, your words, and your actions are good. Because when they're good, you can turn them into gold. You can buy happiness. You just have to know have the right currency. And the currency is called good, which comes out to be gold. So our blessing from Richard and Susie and Kimmy and myself and Wonderful Rebel, our blessing to you is go forth. Live exuberantly. Spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love. Go mad. Go make a difference.
Thank you, Barry.